News, I'm Ben Thomas. A plane crash in India has killed more than 240 people, but Ed Donahue reports at least one passenger survived.
Vishwas Kumar Ramesh was thrown from the plane. His doctor says Ramesh was disoriented with multiple injuries all over his body, but he seems to be out of danger.
This is a miracle he survived.
In Britain, brother Nayan Kumar Ramesh says they were in contact.
He video called my dad. As he crashed, he said, our plane's crashed. All of that. I don't know where my brother is. I don't see any other passengers. I don't know how I'm alive, how I exited the plane.
Another medic says Ramesh told him immediately after the plane took off, it began descending and suddenly split in two, throwing him out before a loud explosion. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's still unknown exactly how many people on the ground were killed. Victims are believed to include medical students as the plane plowed into a college hostel. Police say most of the bodies have been charred beyond recognition. The House has narrowly voted to cut spending already approved by Congress, Speaker Mike Johnson.
This package eliminates $9.4 billion in unnecessary and wasteful spending at the State Department, USAID, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds politically biased media outlets like NPR and PBS. It's just one of the ways that Republicans are codifying DOJ's findings and putting taxpayer dollars to better use. There'll be more of this in the days ahead.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem promising to move forward with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Los Angeles despite the waves of unrest. She says agents have thousands of targets. She spoke ahead of a big court test to President Trump's use of troops to help carry out the raids. A federal judge is set to weigh California Governor Gavin Newsom's request to put an emergency stop to the practice. Meantime, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has deployed more than 5,000 National Guard troops ahead of protests planned for Saturday in cities including Houston, Austin, and Dallas, part of the national No Kings movement. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks edged a bit higher on Wall Street following another encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 added 0.4%. The index is less than 2% below its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 101 points, about 0.2%. The Nasdaq rose 0.2%. Treasury yields fell again in the bond market after an update on inflation at the wholesale level came in better than expected. That helped raise expectations for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates later this year. Oracle jumped more than 13%. The tech giant released a better-than-expected profit report and forecast for upcoming growth. Seth Sutel, New York.
That a new analysis by the Congressional Budget Office finds the Republican tax bill approved by the House would cost the poorest Americans roughly $1,600 a year, thanks to cuts to social safety net programs such as Medicaid and food assistance. The wealthiest households would see a $12,000 gain. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.